Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nenginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Akashvani DG Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur stresses ownership and creative potential at Northeast Zone meeting. Chairman Idan Abu Mehta emphasizes mapping of Nagaland's creative economy. PHED Minister Jacob Jimomi reaffirms government's commitment to boost infrastructure and service delivery. And Advisor for Agriculture Mathang Yantan flags off 23 reefer trucks for farmers. Now the news in detail. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, today stressed the importance of officials taking ownership of their respective programs and kendras. Speaking the final day of the two-day program and commercial meeting of Akashvani stations in the Northeast Zone in Kohima, she highlighted the uniqueness of the public broadcaster, given that it is in the creative field, and emphasized the vast potential for Akashvani's coverage.
That we have to own our programs, we have to own our kendras, own our working. Ours is not a typical sarkari program. We are government officials, we are working in the government system, but ours is a creative field. And for creative field, we can say sky is the limit.
Dr. Gaur also stressed the need to boost listenership by producing more lively programs and involving more people, especially the youth. She further highlighted the importance of leveraging social media to effectively reach out to the younger population.
We have to maintain our present listener base and also increase it more by involving the youth. You all are in the northeastern region, are making efforts to involve more and more young people in your program, because that is the future. Involve more young people, bring them to your kendras, make them realize how they can be heard. Special efforts need to be taken for this.
The Director General also commended motivated officials of the region. During the event, the DG released Northeast Canvas Akashvani celebrating the local tradition, a compendium of Akashvani Kendras of Northeast with their brief video clips. Advisor to Chief Minister and Chairman, Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, Abu Mehta, today said the state government is working to map and organise the creative sector in the state. He was speaking at the Nagaland Cinefest 2025, which commenced today at Kohima, organised by the Department of Information and Public Relations, DIPR. Noting the large presence of local talent in the creative economy, Mr. Mehta reaffirmed the state government's desire for young people to have gainful careers within the state.
Nagaland has great potential in the creative economy, which will go into hundreds of crores, if not more than 1,000 crores. We are unable to tap that. That's why the state government, under the chief minister, is now carrying out an extensive exercise to map the creative economy of the state. And there are so many verticals: festivals, film, cinema, sport, music, entertainment. And what does the creative economy do? It ensures there is no brain drain. It ensures there is no drain of talent from the state.
Mr. Mehta said the government is working with the DIPR so that there will be more and bigger festivals related to films and cinema during the Hornbill Festival. He added that the government will collaborate with ministries, foreign embassies and engage real stakeholders of the film industry to design, formulate and guide the planning process. Mr. Mehta also highlighted the need to tell the stories and journey to the dreams and aspirations of the Nagas in a different narrative through the innovative minds of the people, so that our struggles will be better appreciated and understood by the global community. The two-day festival is showcasing a diverse range of films, highlighting both local and national talent. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, also attended the Cinefest today. Minister of PHED and Cooperation N. Jacob Jimomi today reaffirmed the state government's commitment to improving infrastructure and service delivery. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of the newly constructed Office of the Superintendent Engineer, Public Health Engineering Department, Dimapur Circle, he highlighted the office's vital role, particularly for the growing town of Chumukedima and rural areas of Newland. The minister further urged officials not to limit their work to office spaces, but to also visit project sites to ensure effective implementation. Acknowledging the department's ongoing challenges, particularly on water scarcity despite installation of pipelines and tap connections, he assured that the state government is closely working with the central ministry to address the issue, especially in water-stressed districts and urban areas like Dimapur. Mr. Jumomi also stressed the need for accountability and efficient service delivery and called for a collective effort from all stakeholders to support the department's mission. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Advisor for Agriculture Matang Yantan today flagged off 23 reefer trucks for farmers sponsored by Focus IFAD Nagaland. Addressing the brief event at Kohima, the advisor expressed hope that the vehicles will cater to farmers' needs, especially on perishable goods, fruits and vegetables, which will now be linked to the market through these vehicles. He lauded the initiative as a remarkable achievement in addressing the state's transportation challenges. Mr. Yantan urged the beneficiaries to responsibly use the vehicles to benefit the entire community.
We got 23 beneficiaries of my side barat as I get swap from Greater Korea. They do facilities here to Hanedu. Each facility comes with responsibility. That you have to understand. If you carry here any year no way, if they run Kurimo Garden, if they benefit Garden no way, it will benefit the whole farming community in one way or the other. You have to run it profitably, of course. You have to run it efficiently, effectively, judiciously. Now you are the link between the farmers and the market. Abdikhan to Hanedu, collector, hobo lagi.
During the event, Commissioner and Secretary and State Project Director Focus Nagaland Shanavas C informed that the reefer vehicles were distributed to 16 farmer producer organizations, FPOs, created under the Focus IFAD project and 7 high-performing FPOs and entrepreneurs. The Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on EPF deposits for 2024-25. The recommendation of the EPFO, which manages EPF accounts of over 7 crore subscribers, will be sent to the Union Finance Ministry for approval. The recommendation came during the meeting today, chaired by Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. Aggrieved police personnel who were recruited between 2018 to 2020 without proper advertisement organized a peaceful rally in Kohima today. During the rally, representatives from 40 units submitted their grievances to the DGP PRO Kohima, K. Soriso, informed that only 150 police personnel were allowed to attend the rally and that a march which was planned to be taken from PHQ Junction to Secretariat was restricted. It may be noted that the Guwahati High Court stand had quashed the appointment of hundreds of police personnel, citing lack of proper advertisement. Dimapur Naga Students Union, DNSU, has sealed a dispensary located inside a school campus after the health department failed to vacate the premises within a 7-day deadline. DNSU said the step was a direct response to the department's negligence in addressing the issue and aimed to ensure appropriate use of healthcare facilities for community service. The action comes after multiple appeals and warnings from the DNSU asking the department to vacate the space. The union also urged the state government to take immediate corrective action, warning of future protests if their demands are not met. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Akashvani DG Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur stresses ownership and creative potential at Northeast Zone meeting. Chairman IDAN Abu Mehta emphasizes mapping of Nagaland's creative economy. PHED Minister Jacob Jumomi reaffirms government's commitment to boost infrastructure and service delivery. And Advisor for Agriculture Matang Yantan flags off 23 reefer trucks for farmers. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.